I am not interested in what you think. I'm really interested in why you think it. How did you come upon what you know? How do you know what you know? How do you know something? What is the main motivation? What is the collective basis of why you believe something to be true? What is it? What are those things that make you believe what you believe in? My goal, my focus, my dream, if I had to become ever involved with the government or, the government or intel, I don't care about that. Mine would be propaganda. Propaganda. I would have, just like Bell Laboratories. Bell Laboratories in the 50s and 60s were the precursor to everything. Every psychologist, every neurologist, every neuroscientist wanted to work for Bell Laboratories. Bell Laboratories had the greatest minds ever. The Manhattan Project. The Manhattan Project had the greatest physics minds, the greatest theoretical physicists, the ones. I would put together the greatest group of people, and we would study Gustave Le Bon. We would look at mass hysteria, psychogenic behavior, fads, trends, how to start a trend, how to end a trend, humor, the role of stand-up comedy, if there is such a thing anymore, the rule of music, rap music, stars. We would Wag the Dog was one of the most important movies ever. The role of the CIA, the role of really the Office of Public Affairs, the way everything has worked in concert, where all of a sudden, Alec Baldwin, and whenever I talk to people, I know immediately, they just say, oh, Alec Baldwin, say, you don't know what this is about, dude. Taylor Swift, you don't know what that's about, do you? The Beatles. Do you believe that these stories come about just on their own? Do you think that all of a sudden there is Taylor Swift? Do you believe that all of a sudden the Beatles went from a bunch of Liverpool lads to being the most important motivational vector of society and culture, maybe in I don't know how long? It's hard to think of something that had the impact of the Beatles. Do you believe the Beatles were on their own? They just left to their own devices. They just hit a particular nerve in that through the natural tendency of fame and the like to occur, that the Beatles just became the Beatles. Do you see any governmental ability in either wagging the dog by practicing on how to start something, how to stop something? Why did they let Alec Baldwin out? Let him out to dry. Why? Sean Penn was absolutely known for fights and this. There always has been Marlon Brando. Alec Baldwin pissed somebody off. We're going to be talking about that today. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff. And we're going to be talking about things that are not the subject matter, but why we're even talking about it. Up to and including my favorite, Crackhead Barney, who I think is a bona fide genius. Absolute performance artist genius, the likes of which we've never seen in a long time. My friends, thank you for this. Please like and subscribe to what we are doing, which is important. Also, let me remind you, our good friends, and this is something interesting. When I first talked and met with the great folks at preparewithlionel.com, my own dedicated URL. This is how we love each other. I thought to myself, this is going to be one of those stories that this is going to fly off the shelves. Fly off the shelves. Emergency food with this group, this supposed group of, you know, paranoid conspiracy folks. And I found out that when I met with people, they said, oh, no. You see, I don't like to hear what you're saying. See, you expect me to have food like this? I don't even want to think about this. I don't even have anything close to this. I don't have anything even remotely close to this. I have nothing even remotely close to this. Nothing. So now you're offering me this deal. This is the most important. A 4-week emergency food supply kit. Over 2,000 calories a day. 16 varieties with a 25-year shelf life. And you say, here it is. And I'm wondering if some people think, maybe I don't want to admit that maybe I'll need it. I don't know. But the vast majority, 99 whatever percent of the rest of the folks that we are talking to, including you, they say, oh, we understand all too well what this means. Thank you. And they have signed up. And that's why you should go to preparewithlionel.com. And as we say, sign up. It makes total sense. Now, whenever I go someplace, I'm always taking notes. And let me tell you what I would give to members of this group that I'm trying to enlist to become a member of our organization. What you're studying is not what people believe, but why they believe it. We're looking at the vectors of what is happening, not what people believe, why do they believe it? What is it that makes somebody think something? Why is there a fad? Why is there a tattoo? Are there tattoos? Why is this music? How do the media control what it is that you believe? What do the media do? Do Americans, in particular, since we are here, do they tend to look at all of the news, sift through the data, and come to their own opinion? No. Opinions, especially politics, opinions have nothing to do with the facts of the case. There is no independent analysis. None. Politics is emotional. That's number one. Humans are exceedingly social. They want more than anything to be a part of a group and to be a part of a clique, part of a group, part of a family, of a movement, something. This is what they want more than anything else. Let me give you an example of something. I'm going to give you a story. When you say Taylor Swift, and you got to hand it to Piers Morgan, he gets so close to it and misses the point. But then again, he's very smart. And he says, depth is not my middle name. But he was actually, I saw my routine, my little YouTube loop, which I like the way they throw things at you. He had on, who is it, Matt Walsh or some, I don't know, talking about Taylor Swift and Andrew Tate. Absolute mindless discussion. Mindless. That's not the point. The point is, why are we talking about that? Who are these people and what do they represent? First and foremost, in my group, in my CIA office, I'm just going to call it CIA, because what I like to tell people is I am with an organization that does not have a name, that does not have a business card, and they get its funding from some supplemental auxiliary, I don't report to anyone. I am not a part of the executive. I'm not a part of law enforcement. I'm not here. I am like the hyoid bone. And that will be the signal. The hyoid bone is the only bone that's not attached to anything. It floats. It's for the placement of your tongue. But this is why when Epstein had his hyoid bone crushed, the hyoid is the most important because it's not attached to anything. It's the only bone that's there, but it's not connected to anything. It's there, and you know it's there, and you can see remnants of when it goes wrong, but it's not connected to anything. That's what I want to be. I'm in this group of people. So we don't know. We have nothing to do with political ideology. We do nothing but study why people think the way they do. That's all. How are fads? And we will constantly start projects to create, just like you want to manufacture weather, I want to create fads. Just like you want to adjust weather, alter weather, I want to create. I want to do that. That's what I do in my organization that has no name. We're the hyoid group, call it that. The H-bomb for hyoid. We don't fit it. And the first question is I ask people, do you believe what you hear about Taylor Swift? Rule number one, when you say Taylor Swift, as an example, it immediately engenders anger. Out of 100 people, 2 people will understand what I'm saying. I don't care about Taylor Swift. It doesn't matter. Where did she come from? Do you know the backstory? Every undercover person has a backstory. Have you heard these people? It's a backstory. These are people who believe things like, she was a young girl whose parents took her from radio station to radio station, kind of like coal miner's daughter, a girl of humble beginnings who broke out into the country world. And then by virtue of hard work, perseverance, girl of humble, this is the story. And then all of a sudden, I mean, she was always very popular, but it blew up. Now, do you believe that is true? That story is true. The answer is no, it's not true. I can tell you that's not the truth. You know it's not true. Next, how do you create something is big? How do you create Taylor Swift? Rule number one, you tell people she's the biggest person. Tell people. Once you tell people something, they will admit it. They will never think. They will never think for a moment that you are making it up or that you're telling us this. They will never think it. They will say, this is the number one. Let me tell you what happened was years ago, and I learned this a long time ago. Pat Kelpie says, do you feel safe in New York City? Yes. As safe as I always have, Pat. And thank you for asking. Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the reasons why is if I took you to, I don't know where you are, but I can see by your Euro designation. If I could take you, first thing I would do is I'm going to show you how big New York City is. It's 5 boroughs. Yeah, people think about Manhattan. It's 5 boroughs, about 8-9 million people. It is so big and so large. There's so many people. Just walk around. Just walk around. You'll see. Oh, my God. And there's always a story of this. There's always a story of that. Always a story of this. I could take you to the Pediatric Oncology Ward at Memorial Sloan Kettering. And you will think, I never knew. Oh, my God. All these kids have cancer. Yet you will not ever meet a kid with cancer. But if you go there and if you listen to what these people say, you'll think there's an epidemic. And there is compared to whatever. But so it's all about perception. And I thank you for that. But the first thing you tell people is what the truth is. Let me tell you what I heard. When I was a kid, we were driving, and it was kind of fun in a weird way. How we did this, we would travel in my parents' 66 Impala. We would drive. We would go on Sunday, summer trips. Oh, my God. I mean, I, I remember coming home and opening the windows. It's like, what the hell? And I'd be there, and my sister and me, we'd be there in the back seat, and we'd have books, but we'd have no internet, no nothing. We would drive for hours and hours in the seeming endless ribbon of highway with nothing to look at. One state looked like the other, and we didn't complain. We didn't fight, nothing. We were, you know, I spy and license plates, and we would be marvelously, miraculously interested in so many different things, not like today. So there was a sign, I think it was in the Smoky Mountains, that said, 5 miles, only 5 miles until the most photographed scene in the Smoky Mountains. Think nothing of it. Because we had these Stuckies. Remember Stuckies? Got the peanut butter tap? We drove my father crazy. We got to go to get the toffee. He goes, what the hell is toffee? I don't even know what it is. Is it coffee? No, it's candy. You want to go for candy? You want candy? I'll get you candy. No, we got to go to Stuckies because it's world famous. Who says it's world famous? It says it's world famous. And we go to the Stuckies. We go, what is this shit? It was hard and what is this? It's tough. You wanted it. No, peanut brittle. Excuse me. Peanut brittle. What is brittle? I know why they call it brittle. So anyway, 4 miles until the most photographed scene in the Smoky Mountains. And we're sort of, I wonder what the hell it is. Because the Smoky Mountains looks, it all, we're up in the mountains. It looks the same. There's a valley there. There's a valley there. One peak is not, 3 miles. Oh, I got to see this. 2 miles. Oh, we're definitely going. We got to see this. 1 mile. Geez, I can see it now. And then you could see kind of like cars lined up a little bit. You could say, ooh, this is good. And we waited. Nobody complained. Nobody really complained then. And we finally got out. And there were people taking pictures like crazy. You know what it was? Oh, and there was a photo. There was a little shack that sold film. You know, Kodak, and they had other forms of Polaroid, but they had all this film there. This is before, of course, before cell phone. And people are taking pictures, posing. Do you know what I found out? That film shack, that film, they put the signs up. They just told you, this is the most famous, the most filmed, the most photographed place in the Smoky Mountains. This, right here. This is it. This is it. I'll never forget that. Just tell people what. The best pizza on, it's on 10th Avenue. Yeah, 10th Avenue, there's a, or 9th. There's this diner. It said, voted the best diner in New York City. Who voted? Don't know. So the first question is Taylor Swift. Do you believe any of her stories? No. They say she's bigger than the Beatles. Do you believe that? Do you believe Taylor Swift is bigger than the Beatles? Do you believe that? Think about what I just asked you. Think about what Piers Morgan on this thing said. Well, an industry friend says of mine says she's bigger than the Beatles. Do you believe that? No. You're told that and you will repeat it. You will repeat everything. Religion, politics, stories. We were at an event last night. It was very good. Mrs. L was absolutely, it was the best address I've ever heard. And it was a group of Long Island women, business women, and this, it was just in a place called Muttontown. Isn't that a great name? Muttontown. And we were talking, but somebody, one woman we're talking to says, well, I'm going to vote for so-and-so. He's the lesser of two evils. I said, but the lesser of two evils is still evil. What does that mean? And she said, you know, I never really thought about that. I said, I know, it's because we just say things like this. We just say things. And the person who controls what we say, that's the person I want to be. That's the person. I want to be the person that says, the number one most photographed place in the. I want you to just believe what I say. I want to control your mind. Do you remember when there was a movie? Was it something beautiful? Roberto Benigni. Remember when he was in the terrible concentration camp and he, in order to save his son's life, he pretended that he was enjoying it, that he was joking with the guards, and he took this reality and changed it. Remember Cool Hand Luke? When Luke, they said, they were laying asphalt or whatever it was as a punishment. And they decided they were going to break the record and show their jailers, we don't mind this, we're enjoying it. I can turn a prison into a resort by having you think differently. I can turn a resort into a prison by having you I can change anything you want. Anything you want. How you perceive it. And Americans are, they will believe whatever they are told. And they will say, Taylor Swift. And it takes me one mega turnout. Put in news that with tickets, Ticketmaster reports that within 20 minutes or 5 minutes, all the tickets were sold out. Put that out. Whether it's true, I don't care if it's true. Put it out. People will believe it. And nobody will question it. Nobody will question it. If I owned a restaurant, first thing I would do, I noticed there was a ramen. Remember when ramen was big? No, it's really not big. But ramen was huge for a while here. The first thing I would do is I would open a restaurant and I would say, we are not taking reservations. Click. You take reservations? No, but we're telling them we're not. Next, I would call out Time Out New York when it used to mean something. I would call local and say, there are no reservations available. Put that story out. I'd hire a PR person. No reservations are available. Like they do with Rao's. Here, Rao's in New York, no reservations. You can't get a reservation. Is it true or not? I don't care whether it's true. That's what I'm going to say. And that's what I do. And I'm going to create it. I'm just going to create it. And then, as part of our class, part of our hyoid group, we're going to just stop it. I want to stop the trend in midair. I'm going to wag the dog and unwag the dog. Alec Baldwin, Sean Penn. Sean Penn, I don't know if he has drugs or alcohol problems, but good actor. But all of a sudden, they said, the powers that be, the shadow government said, you are going to be our voice. You are going to be that. See, in the old days, they had, you've got to go back during the House on American Activities, HUAC committee, people like Humphrey Bogart and Lauren Bacall and others were really speaking up very loudly against these, you know, what was going on at the time, until the studio said, that's enough. And they stopped. What? In Trump Tower?
No.
48th
Park.
Oh. An hour ago, a number of construction workers showed up at 48th. 100?
Hundreds.
Oh, right. Hundreds. Yeah, hundreds. Loads of construction workers showed up at 48th Park in support of President Trump. His message is nobody's in charge of that one. Nobody's sharp. But let me go back to Sean Penn. So Sean Penn was the guy, and he got into fights, and he was with Madonna, and there might have been drugs or alcohol, but he did what he was told. He did what he was told. Remember the Haiti Project? Remember that? What about? I'm not going to tell you what I hear about that one. I'm not even going to go there because it is pure and total rumor and speculation, but it all makes sense. But unless I can tell you, well, this is what I know to be true, I do that on my private channel. I'm saying, well, here's what certain circles are saying, but not here. Let me just tell you that much. Because, and I think that's very, very important. I don't think you should necessarily just say whatever you want, but, you know. So anyway, so there's Sean Penn. And Sean Penn, he even did the El Chapo thing. And Sean Penn, remember during Louisiana, remember he was there trying to, and they were bolstering his image. And what they told him was, we're going to make a deal with you. You make us look good, we'll make you look good. And we want you to be one of ours. And there's one thing that they hate more than anything else. And that is when somebody does not show when they don't show, by the way, this is the private channel. If you are so interested in that, I think you should be, but when you don't show appreciation or you kind of go rogue or they just tire of you, one of the two, these people are vicious. Remember, this is all Wag the Dog. Wag the Dog was one of the most important movies. They love to tell you what they're doing. They love to tell you what they're doing. They want you to know what they're capable of doing. Raul Rodriguez says, this way to the egress. P.T. Barnum. P.T. Barnum, absolutely one of the most, thank you, one of the most important, as was Bernays, as was all of our other favorites. Sean Penn. Give me a list of the favorites. Oprah. Oprah Winfrey came out of nowhere. Oprah Winfrey had a show in Chicago. She's popular. I think she's very talented, very smart. Came up with her story, her own backstory. Is she gay? Is she not? Who cares? Her own tragedy. Stedman. They actually, this poor guy. Remember Stedman, the beard? So they say. Stedman's just forgotten. They use people. Stedman, we'll pay you a stipend. Stedman, you're my boyfriend, okay? What? You're my boyfriend. I'm your, okay. And Gail, she's just my friend. All right. And Oprah, nobody gives it. But anyway, but they tried it, they did it, and that's fine. And, you know, whatever it is. Great. No problem. Harpo Studios, all right. Reruns of the Oprah Show, okay. Her Oprah Magazine, all right. Magazines are not the biggest. I'm losing weight. I'm not losing weight. Okay. She made a deal. And she was a very dutiful servant. She got the interview with Meghan and Harry. That was one of the dumbest things. That one I'll never understand because they are so connected in the, as you would say, deep state. There is. Anyway, so she came along. She's through the roof. Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry. You will never ask Cat Williams about Tyler Perry. Ask him about Steve Harvey. Ask about Kevin Hart. Ask about that particular genre. But a lot of white folks dismiss it as, well, it's bigger than anything you can possibly imagine. It's like hip hop. Some white folks still don't understand that hip hop is the biggest. Just like this fellow last night said, why don't you ever want to go on radio again? It's like, oh my God. They just don't know. They don't know. So that's that. Alec Baldwin. The Hunt for Red October. Jack Ryan. CIA. Peace. Remember the world of... Just go back. Propaganda. Goebbels or Goebbels, as we say in this country. We've always, from Leni Riefenstahl to others, propaganda from the, what was it, 15th century, the monk Gregor, the propagation of the faith, the propaganda. Propaganda always implies false, but it's not. But it's the propagation. It's a mention. It's an idea. It's a theoretical story. Okay, fine. CIA was so big. I remember the old days of, Cecil B. DeMille and John Wayne and K. Capra and others post-World War II, where it was about they were Americans, and then it changed after the fall of the Soviet Union, end of the Cold War, pre-9/11, they're kind of stuck. And who did they create out of nowhere? Matt Damon. Who's Matt Damon? Who the hell's Matt Damon? Ben Affleck.
Okay.
Will Smith. I don't know Will Smith. Will Smith was forever associated with this UFO stuff. They put out what they wanted you to do. They made intel work to be, remember 3 Days of the Condor and all these spy movies never come along that weren't basically arranged, paid for by the Office of Public Advocacy or whatever it was. In fact, the CIA, to an extent, CIA was so good that it had, it might still have it on its website. If you're making a movie and you need, you know, a flyover, if you want to use a military base, work with us, give us a degree of script approval, and we'll, it's perfect. Think of, remember the Bourne Identity? Remember that one? Argo, go down the list. Just go down the list of great, you will never see, let me ask you this quick. Can you think of any rogue, any bad spy movies where someone goes in, realizes what he's doing is bad, realizes that the intel community is really not the good guys, changes his ways, turns around, and no, never, never. You ever hear that? Think of one. Think of one. The guy who goes in and says, you know, Mom, what is it, son? I wanted to help my country. And then it turns out, is there going to be any good Julian Assange movies? No. Any good Snowden hero movies? No. How about Sean Penn, Citizen Penn, going to Haiti? What'd you do in Haiti? Nothing. Oprah, what about those girls' schools? Nothing. Okay. Nobody's finding out. Nobody. Then there's Alec Baldwin. I don't know what he did, but Alec Baldwin said, I don't need you. So then again, the others, Tom Clancy, that story too. Tom Clancy, what a genius. Yeah, okay. You think Tom Clancy wrote this on his own? Stop it. Well, I don't know what he did, but he started pissing people off. And then he became kind of like the favorite of the left. And then they don't need him anymore, and he's gone. He is gone. See ya. Sean Penn, if he was protected, crackhead Barney would have gotten nowhere near. And I promise you, they would have picked up the phone, called up whatever the app or Apple cloud service, and that particular file, whatever it was, it's gone. You will never show. And Sean Penn does, who was it? Alec Baldwin is so stupid that he would wait until the very end to hit this person. By the way, some of the funniest stuff with the neck brace, the crutch, and Piers Morgan, who doesn't know what he's doing. He just figures, I'm going to have somebody on and get a lot of hits, which he does, which is fine. But it's really funny street theater. It really is. But Alec Baldwin's gone. Alec Baldwin's wife, Hilaria, actually wanted to pursue this idea where she has a Spanish accent. And everybody says she doesn't have a Spanish accent. She wasn't born in Mallorca. She's from Massachusetts or whatever it is. She just made this up. And he went along with it because he figured, I'm Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin did one of these. He had a TV show or something on MSDNC. It was so bad and so horrible. I think he interviewed Bill de Blasio and Deborah Winger. Or something. I mean, it was the weirdest. It was the strangest. I guess Rula Lenska was busy. And then he tried this horrible podcast on NPR. It was horrible. And he was listening to himself in the cans because they processed it. And he's horrible. He did that Trump imitation. It was horrible where he pinches his face. And these other younger folks nailed Trump. He's just wore his. And they wanted to teach him a lesson. And they also wanted to get rid of him as a sacrificial element, to get rid of him, to show you we're done with him. Next, I want you to keep an eye on Jerry Seinfeld. Do you think Jerry Seinfeld made as much money as he said he made? Absolutely not. Do you think that Taylor Swift's new album, new drop, is doing as well as it is? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I don't believe it. Absolutely not. Let me give you an example. Let's take Crackhead Barney. Bring her in. Oh, and they say, we don't know her name. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think with all the doxing that's available, do you think nobody knows Crackhead Barney's name? Seriously. Somebody somewhere is saying, let's see if they'll believe this. We're always going to throw something up. Do you believe that Kate Middleton? No, you know, we still don't know where Kate Middleton is. Do you know they put out a picture of Louis that was supposedly taken before and not by her? This is gaslighting and psyops. You don't know how these people work. They work. It is just absolutely incredible how these people work and what they do and what they want to pull. Anyway. If I took Crackhead Barney and I said, do me a favor, put her YouTube up, give me 5 million followers. Just put 5 million, five, and just do something. And all of a sudden there's, you think that ever happens? Don't make me laugh. First is the opposite. I don't like that one. Get rid of him. We don't like that. I don't know about that one. Do you know that tomorrow I could overnight say, who is Crackhead Barney? She shot from nowhere to 5 million, and all of a sudden I will create a story, and all it takes for me is to give you a number. 5 million subscribers. That's it. 1 billion views. You will immediately say, I'm going to listen to her. Somebody somewhere is looking at, what do we do to get people's attention? How do we get people's attention? How do we get people's attention? What do we do to make people all of a sudden just say, okay, these people are big? Do you believe? Do you believe that there is a, I don't know what the word is. Do you believe that there is a group of people who create realities just to see it? Pat Kelpie. Thank you, Pat Kelpie. Thank you so much. Do you think so? Absolutely. Look at what's happening with how they're trying to control the view and the version and the aspects of, and this is important, Trump. Look at how they're trying to control Trump. Look at what they're doing. Oh, one more thing. Jerry Seinfeld is now, he has this movie or something that he says is panning. So he's being panned. Because he says Hollywood is dead. They're going to show him versus Larry David. Larry David plays ball with us. Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm, whatever it is. Seinfeld believes he's Seinfeld. They love to crush people, to send messages out to other people. Don't think you're going to remember Seinfeld. Remember what we did to Seinfeld. Think I'm kidding? So I just want you to think about this. Who is controlling the public, mainstream media, official, heritage, legacy, sock puppet narrative? Who controls it? Not what the truth is. Who controls it? Trump should lose Mar-a-Lago completely. That she is, we were saying, it's not something that in any way is, I don't know what the word is. It in no way represents what most people believe in. I think it is. It looks so unfun. Did you hear what they did to Rudy Giuliani? Getting him again? Mark Meadows, Roman, Ashley Merchant represents. You're going after Rudy Giuliani. Now they say that Gateway Pundit is filed for bankruptcy. Did you see this one? Did you see this? Do you see where things are going? Across says, we won't be fooled again because we already live the lie. Or Seabass. Absolutely. And I thank you for that. And I admire the way you phrase that. Why are they going after Rudy Giuliani again? And why Arizona now? We're done with it. And you're going after Jenna Ellis? She turned on Trump, by the way. But Sidney Powell's not involved. Who are these people? What is the purpose of this? What is happening? And in the meantime, this case in New York is worse. There is not one person in any aspect, in any realm, who is saying that this is that this prosecution is warranted. Also, listen to this thing on Drudge about how this fellow who was on Newsmax was edited because it was some congressperson who dared to speak against Ukraine. Who was controlling the narrative regarding what's going on in New York and around the rest of the campuses? It's beyond, it is so interesting. So let me just leave you with this, dear friends. You wonderful, great, and glorious people like Seabass and Pat Kelpie and Raul Rodriguez, of whom I thank for your kindness. Tell me what people think. But more importantly, tell me, why do they think it? How do they get the news? How is news crafted? And who are the people controlling Trump's message? I guarantee you, no one. No one. He is leaving it to you to find, but he is not explaining it to other people. I was with an event recently with a bunch of Republicans. Many still don't like Trump. Many women don't like Trump. You're going to find this hard to believe. What is he doing to change the image? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Before we leave, my friend, I want you to listen very carefully to this important message from this very important man. Well, it's time yet again to hail and salute our great friends at MyPillow.com. And if you use promo code Lionel, you get a free gift. No purchase necessary. I know, a free gift. Gifts are free. Okay, it's a tautology, so sue me. But listen to me, and listen carefully. What are we talking about here? Down comforters, flannel sheets, Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow 2.0 body pillows, waffle blankets, couch and recliner pillows, sheets, slippers, percales. I'm not even done yet. Towels, quilts, bedspreads, mattresses, mattress covers, mattress toppers, linens, kitchen towels, bathrobes, pet blankets, bolster pillows, name it. Items to help you luxuriate and relax. And their monster sellers, slippers, my slippers, slip-ons, moccasins. Think about it. What do they do at MyPillow? What's their main goal? To make things real soft, plush, real comfy, as I say it. How perfect. So here's the link right now. Go to MyPillow.com/Lionel. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel or slash Lionel, or call 800-645-4965. 800-645-4965. And watch how fast our good friend Mike Lindell answers the phone. MyPillow.com, promo code Lionel, simply and absolutely the best. One more thing, which many people are discussing now for the first time, even though they're going after Trump and claiming, I think exaggeratedly, this notion of sexual abuse. Look at what MSDNC did. They had Ronan Farrow. Ronan Farrow was, I don't even know where he is. I would not be surprised if one day Ronan Farrow shows up and he's a woman. I'm just saying. I just was watching. We don't see him anymore, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but he just fell off the face of the earth. And I noticed started to look differently, kind of like years ago when Bruce Jenner was looking different. We were saying, "Hey, you know," and people thought we were crazy. He said, no, I think Bruce Jenner's room, they've known about sex change for years. Because you're out of your mind. That's Bruce Jenner. He won the Decathlon. It's like, are you not listening to what I'm saying? People just don't want to hear the truth. And Ronan Farrow, one of the best, one of the smartest, one of the most important and critical investigators. Remember how they embarrassed him? They took him out and they sat him in the middle of nowhere. And they basically said, you are not going to put this thing out. They just killed the show because he dared to go after Harvey Weinstein. And then they even hired, hid for Matt Lauer when people knew for years. But these same people all of a sudden are now the centurions and the protectors of women regarding Donald Trump? No, no. Dear friends, I thank you. You have a wonderful and a glorious day. We'll be back this evening for sure at 7 p.m. Make sure you stay connected. Make sure you stay, All right, dear friends, have a great day. See you at 7. Don't forget, the monkey's head, the show's over. See you.